Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. We're diving headfirst into a topic that feels like it's stealing our lives one second at a time. Time management. I know, another productivity podcast, right? But trust me, this isn't your typical get up at 5 a.m. and crush it routine. This is about reclaiming your time. Not just for getting more done, but for carving out space for peace and mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing deadlines into DOS? You know that feeling when your mind's racing, but you can't quite seem to focus on anything? We've all been there. And the truth is, our modern world throws a lot of demands at us: work, family, social media, the news cycle. It's a constant barrage. So, how do we navigate this chaos and find some inner calm amidst the storm? Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways to help you master your time and, in turn, master your mental well-being. First up, define your priorities. Think of it like this: you've got a limited budget, your time is your most valuable resource. Are you spending it on things that truly align with your values and goals? It's easy to get caught up in the urgent tasks, but what about those things that are important for your long-term happiness and fulfillment? Schedule time for those activities, even if they seem small: reading a chapter of a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply disconnecting from technology for an hour. Next, embrace the power of no. This is huge, folks. Learning to say no is not selfish, it's self-care. Overcommitting yourself leads to stress, burnout, and resentment. It's okay to decline requests that don't serve you or your priorities. Remember, your time is precious, and you have the right to protect it. Third, break down your tasks. Facing a mountain of work can be paralyzing. Instead of staring at a daunting to-do list, break those tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. This makes things feel less overwhelming and helps you build momentum. Celebrate each small victory along the way. Fourth, harness the magic of time blocking. Think of it like scheduling appointments with yourself. Block out specific times for different activities throughout your day. This creates structure and ensures that important tasks get done. And don't forget to schedule and break. Stepping away from work can actually boost your productivity. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, time management is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of it all, and there will be days when everything feels chaotic. The key is to practice self-compassion. If you have an off day, don't beat yourself up, just pick yourself up and try again tomorrow. Now, let me share a quick real-world example that hits home for many of us. Picture this. You're trying to finish a big project at work, but your inbox is exploding with emails, your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, and your colleague keeps popping by with random questions. It feels like you're drowning in distractions. Sound familiar? Instead of letting chaos take over, try implementing some of those time management strategies we just talked about. Block out dedicated time for focused work on the project, set clear boundaries with colleagues, and silence those pesky notifications for a while. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you can be when you create a sense of calm and order in your day. So, remember these key takeaways. Define your priorities, embrace the power of no, break down tasks into smaller chunks, harness the magic of time blocking, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. By implementing these strategies, you're not just managing your time, you're investing in your mental well-being. You're creating space for peace, clarity, and a sense of control in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest time management challenges? What strategies have helped you find balance and reduce stress? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, stay calm, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.